AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Congress is closer to approving a multi-year transportation bill. The AP's Jerry Boatlander reports.
Facing a Friday deadline, congressional negotiators reached agreement on a five-year, $281 billion measure that's designed to improve the nation's roadways and transit systems. This is House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Help families and workers by rebuilding our infrastructure and giving a boost to our economy.
While the measure would mean an end to the short-term extensions approved in recent years that have made it tough for states to plan long-term projects, the money is still about a third less than the $400 billion the Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says is needed. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
A record-breaking snowstorm lingering over the northern plains on Tuesday caused slippery roads, leading to at least one traffic fatality.
It's taken road crews quite some time to get into the secondary roads.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brad T. Meyer says 8 to 12 inches of snow have fallen in parts of the Dakotas. The snow may be a headache, but it's brought much-needed moisture to the region. Around the world, torrential rains have forced an airport in southern India to close and have cut off several roads and highways, leaving tens of thousands of people stranded. According to a U.S. official, a special ops force being sent to Iraq could total up to a couple hundred troops, including the assault teams and aviation units. It would likely be based in northern Iraq and help target the Islamic State group. Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke at Harvard Kennedy School's Institute of Politics on Tuesday.
Will we long worry about violent extremism? My prediction is yes, we will, because destructive power of greater and greater magnitude falls into the hands of smaller and smaller groups of human beings.
Western Washington University student has posted bail after his arrest for allegedly making racial threats. This is AP Radio News. Fallout from the release of a video of a fatal shooting by a Chicago police officer is widening. Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy has been fired by Mayor Rahm Emanuel. The video shows a white officer shooting a black 17-year-old 16 times. Meanwhile, another case in that city comes to light. Dorothy Holmes says Chicago officials owe her son Ronald the same justice they'd want for their own kids. He was shot by Chicago police last year.
My son's supposed to be here. He's not supposed to be over at Mount Hope Cemetery. And this got to stop. Y'all covering up this murder. It's been over a year now that my son been murdered, and y'all still haven't did y'all job to convict this cop of murder.
Chris Brown has canceled his plans for a tour this month of Australia and New Zealand. Australian authorities earlier warned the R&B singer they were likely to refuse him a visa because of his criminal conviction for assaulting Rihanna in 2009. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.